provided food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Coffee and Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving local coffee and baked goods every day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lunch was provided by Crush Bar, located at 1400 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. Crush is an all-inclusive event space, bar, and restaurant, open till midnight or later daily. Dinner was provided by De Nicola's, located in the Creston Kenilworth neighborhood at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. De Nicola's Authentic Italian Restaurant has been a family-run Portland institution for over 40 years, serving Italian cuisine and pizza. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please join us.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety. Can you picture what will be?
and all the children are insane. All the children are insane. Waiting for the sun.
Portland calling. Sisters and brothers, welcome to Veteran Voice Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland in the Vancouver area, 104.3 FM in the Willamette Valley, and 91.9 FM in the Columbia River Gorge, or on the World Wide Web at kboo.fm. And you can hear some of our older shows on kboo.fm/veteransvoice, one word. I'm Marvin, and Tammy's back, and I'm so happy she's back. We're going to talk a lot today. We got a lot I want to talk about, but this is our drive time and our pledge week, and we want to get everybody to call in and make a big make a pledge, and we'll and we can keep our radio station going, because this radio station is a revolutionary radio station. Everybody that's listened to this station is a rebel and a patriot, and this station is so important. When things get rough, we always have KBOO, and we want to keep this station going, because things are crazy. This guy in the White House, in the people's house, is not a president. You know, he's got everything in a turmoil, just like he did his businesses. You know, he's got more troops now in the Middle East. He has troops still in Afghanistan, which he said he was going to get out. He has troops in Iraq that he said he was going to get out. And he's got troops in Syria. But he also has troops in other places. And we got to be really careful. We got to watch out for this guy. We got to organize. We got to protest. We have to be the resistance to this guy, to this government. Even when he's out of office, somebody else is going to get in there, and they've already started this march, you know, really far to the right. And we got to beat that back. We have to beat that back. And Portland's going to be the center of a lot of that stuff, fighting against this stuff that this government's doing. I was really looking back on stuff, and the Department of Defense budget for 2019 is $693 billion, and it's going to be bigger next year. When that gets bigger, that means everything else shrinks down. You know, we won't have all the stuff we need for our children. We won't have all the stuff we need for the elderly. We won't have good schools. We won't have good health care. We won't have anything that we really need. We won't be able to take care of our farmers. We won't be able to do roads and highways, because all that money is going right into the military budget. They're making jets. They're making drones, battleships, all this stuff, instead of taking care of us. And Donald Trump is leading the way right now on doing this. I was looking back and the last year of Obama's presidency, the last year of it, he dropped 20,650 bombs on 7 countries. That's in 8, you know, that was his last year. This good old boy Trump, You know, he's been, what, 3 years now? And he's dropped 100,000 bombs on the same small group of countries. You know, we have troops in 150 countries. And why do we need those troops in those countries? You know, right now there's three really parts. We're going to go take a... I'll start back up. We're going to go into Pledge Central, and I believe that Jenna's going to help me on this. Hi, Jenna.
How you doing? And how you doing, KBOO listeners? Right now, we're in the middle of a fall drive, so give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that number to become a member of KBOO is 877-500-5266. You know, it's time to show your support for Veterans Voice and all the work that gets done here every month here on this program. 877-500-5266. And this hour, we have a $300 match. So don't let your dollar go to waste. Double your dollar. How about that? So take advantage of that. Take advantage of the match that we have just for Veterans Voice right now. That's 877-500-5266. And maybe you can come in at that $10 a month level. Guess what? That $10 gets turned into $20 because we have a very generous person who has the same values as you, who's saying, wow, this is the kind of programming that I think is so important that I need to support this. I want to incentivize other people to call in. Guess what? There's somebody right now saying, I'm going to take advantage of the match. That's right. Join them. 877-500-5266. Again, that number to join the person who is meeting that match is 877-500-5266. And you can also go online to kboo.fm and become a member that way. And we also have the one other way where you can go through our mobile app and click on that donate button. You value this programming, right? Veterans Voice is a radical idea, and it's been on KBOO forever, as one of those sort of things. I think is we can't have it on long enough, and we can always keep talking about these topics, because every single month Marv comes to you, and what does he talk to you about? The types of things that other media doesn't want to be talking about. We aren't supposed to be having these types of discussions with veterans, right? But every single month Marv pushes that conversation and says, no, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the complex varying point of view that it is to be in America, to what it is to talk about war, what it is to talk about the lives of people that we are sending over. How is war and how is the American empire affecting veterans? We really need to be talking about this. All these topics need to be part of the complex discussion of what is our community, right? So we are putting the mic into Marv's hands, who is giving the voice to so many people who are voiceless. Show your support for this program, 877-500-5266. And don't forget that we have a $300 match this hour, which means your dollar, every dollar that you give, will be doubled. So come in on that $10 a month. That's only $120 a year, which will be doubled by a very generous contributor who believes in the same values as you. Become a member today, 877-500-5266. One more time, that's 877-500-5266. Now back to Veterans Voice.
Well, thanks, Jenna. Number 877-500-5266, and we'll get this going. And there's so many veterans out there. There's going to be veterans down at the courthouse, City Hall today, and there'll be, I would say, there will be Vietnam veterans against the war. There'll be about face. There will be veterans for peace down there. And I'm telling you, there'll be other veterans down there that really don't belong to any group. And I meet them all the time when I'm down, when we go to these rallies, because veterans know what's going on. They know what's happening to this country. We know what war is, and we don't want our children to go to war, you know, for something that's not needed. And our city is a good city, and we're going to take care, you know, we're going to work really, really hard. You know, I want to, before I really get going here, I want to say a happy birthday to Robert Overton, Robert Overton is a 110-year-old African-American World War II veteran. Just, that is so amazing. He is such a 110-year-old World War II veteran. God love him. I'm going to read you something. Somebody has said a few times he should get a third term. Oh, Trump. Trump has said he should get a third term because of Saudi Arabia should fight their own wars, which they won't, or pay us an absolute fortune to protect them and their great wealth in trillions of dollars. That was Donald Trump in August 31st, 2014. He was saying, get us out of there or pay us to be there. I don't like to, you know, pay us, get us out of there. You know, that's what's important, to get us out of there. You know, too many people are dying. Our soldiers are dying over there, and you don't hear much about it, but they're dying. They're dying in Afghanistan, they're dying in Iraq, and they're dying in Syria. And Donald Trump he's got three places now that are really, really hot spots. And that is Iran, that is Venezuela, and that is the South China Sea. He's got so many troops. He's sending battleships, he's sending drones, he's sending destroyers into that area of the South China Sea. China is protecting itself. It's building up these atolls and everything to protect themselves. They're not bothering the trade routes going through there. Any ship can go through that trade route, through that area. But Great Britain, Australia, somebody else are sending ships over there. And if one mistake is made, my friends, if one mistake is made, that's going to be a battle. And there's no reason for us to be there at all. Those trade routes have never been compromised. They go through there. What's in there is in the Spratly Islands and the other atolls in there is lots and lots of oil. Lots of oil. So they're going to go protect that oil. That's what they're doing. And we can't, you know, we got to pay attention to this. We need to really get out there and support all these people who are going after Trump. Trump said he wanted to ask the emir or king of Saudi Arabia what he wanted us to do when the Houthis in Yemen fired drones into the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. You know, the first thing came out of the U.S.'s mouth was, Iran did it. You know, there's no proof that Iran did it. This guy is a real problem, my friends, a real problem. We got to be on our toes with this guy. When he says that, he'll say one thing one time, and then the next minute he'll say something else. He was going to attack Iran earlier, but he decided not to at the last minute. You can't trust him. You can't trust him. They have an embargo against Cuba, and they have an embargo against Venezuela, who has never done anything to us. Nothing to us. And the people of Cuba are running out of oil for gas and stuff. That's what this country does. It puts an embargo around a country and squeezes it. You know, that's what they've done to Iran. Iran was going by the nuclear treaty that they made. And And we're going to go out back out to Pledge Central to Jenna, and we'll come back, and I've got some more I want to talk about. But please call the number, and Jenna's going to give it to you.
That's right. That number is 877-500-5266. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. And don't forget, if you can call in right now, which I bet you can, because it only takes 2 minutes to call in and become a member of KBOO today, you will have your donation doubled. That's right, because we are having a $300 match in this hour. So right now is the time to call and become a member of KBOO today. Don't let that match go to waste. Say, hey, I want to match the values of that person who donated that match and said, hey, I want to incentivize you to call. Guess what? This is the moment. This is your moment to be incentivized by it, because you listen to KBOO for more, right? These are the topics that you know are important, not just for yourself, but for the entire community. We need to be having these discussions as we, you know, are watching the news every week and we see, hey, Bolton's out. Who's in now? Oh, my goodness. What is the state of war today in the United States? How are the lives of our military folks? How are our veterans going to be affected by all of this? Well, once a month, guess what? Mark comes in and he has those discussions with you, because those discussions, let's face it, aren't happening everywhere else with such depth, with such insight. Support Veterans Voice today, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Take advantage of that $300 match we have for this hour. Or guess what? You can go on to kboo.fm. This is the time to call. Don't wait till next week. Call right now, because this is the show that you support. This is a show that you love. 877-500-5266. And we want to make sure that we give a thank you to all the people who have called. And we want to make sure to give a big shout out to Laura, who just called. And guess what? She met our dollar a month challenge, where we have been asking our members, are you already giving? Well, maybe you can increase your monthly donation by just a dollar or two more. Because if all of our monthly donors just gave $1 more, that would be an extra $27,000 a year for our station. Or if everyone could do two, that'd be $54,000, which, you know, we're a nonprofit, we're tiny. That little $1 goes a long way when we all do it together. Not a member? Well, call right now. Start the membership today, 877-500-5266. Take advantage of the $300 match we have for this hour. That private donor gave because they believe in Veterans Voice. They believe in this discussion. You believe in this discussion. You believe that this should be had, which is why you tune in every month to hear this show. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. One more time before we go back, 877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO today. Now back tomorrow with Veterans Voice.
Thanks, Jenna. I want to say, tell you about something about the military. And when Bill Clinton had his first meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the main brains of the Pentagon, George Stephanopoulos was a spokesman for Bill Clinton. They went into this meeting, and I don't remember how long it was. The generals all came out, and the admirals in their suits with all their ribbons on it, Bill Clinton came out and shook hands and smiled, and Stephanopoulos, George Stephanopoulos, came out later, and he told the newsman, "Now I know who runs this country." And he was talking about the military. And that is not a lie. They are. They're trying to. You know, is Trump taking the U.S. down a road to tyranny? You know, he said more than once that he deserves a third term, that he deserves more time in the White House, that he deserves more and more of this. The definition for tyranny is a nation under cruel and oppressive government, and that's what they're heading for. You know, when Bill Clinton, Donald Trump's gone, somebody else will step in, and to be going the same way. So we have to think about that. I got this book that it's called On Tyranny, 20 Lessons from the 20th Century by Timothy Snyder. And it's only got 10 really small chapters in it. And it's really, really makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that I really thought was interesting in his first chapter is, do not obey in advance. And that makes a lot of sense. Do not obey in advance. That's, you know, when Trump's saying, I deserve another term. I want to send more troops. We need more we need more money in the Pentagon. You know, don't agree to that. Don't agree to that. Defend institutions. And there are some of the institutions that I support, but there's some that I don't. And the Pentagon's one of them. And again, the next one is beware of one-party state. And that is one that we really have to watch out for. You know, we really, really have to watch out for that. The Democrats are putting up a pretty good fight, and I hope that they can continue that. Take responsibility for the face of the world. Remember professional ethics. Be wary of paramilitary. And that, in this country, is something that's happening right now, and we need to be aware of that. There are paramilitaries all over this country. All over. They're out in the forest practicing. They go to a shooting range and they practice. They do physical exercises and they train really hard, and they wear these camouflage and all this stuff. And they've been here in Portland. They've been here in Portland. They were down at Malheur and the takeover of that. They're down on the border, and they got caught down there capturing people coming across the border, which is kidnapping. You know, they're not authorized to do that. And the leader got caught, and the other ones took off. So, but boy, those paramilitaries are going to be a problem. And be reflective be reflective if you must be armed. Stand out. Be kind to our language. Believe in faith. Investigate. Make eye contact and small talk when you talk to these people. This one I don't really like. It's protect corporal politics. That's a tough one. Establish a private life. That's what happens to a lot of people. When they get into the movement, they don't take time out for themselves. And they go and they go and they go and they get burned. And you have to take time for yourself. Contribute to good causes. And this is a good cause. This radio station is a good cause. This radio station is going to be so important when things get really bad. KBOO has been here for 50 years, and we want it to be here for a lot longer than that, because if things go really sideways, we need our radio station. We need it really bad. So if this is a good cause. Learn from peers in other countries, which Antifa does. Listen for dangerous words. Be calm when the unthinkable arrives. Really be calm, because when people start running and being really afraid, that's when things get crazy, and that's when people really get hurt. So that is good advice. Be patriotic, and we are patriotic. We are the patriotic people of this country. We're the ones that want this country to be a better place. We're the ones that want our children to be taken care of. We are the ones that want our older people taken care of. We want our bridges. We want our water. We want our air, you know, taken care of. That's us. We're the patriots. And the final one is be as courageous as you can. And that's really important. You know, that's really important that you do what you can. Don't do any more. We're going to go back to Pledge Central, and we want to hear those phones ringing. You know, if you're like me and you're as mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore, call the number. Call 877-500-5266 and say you're mad as hell and you don't want to take this anymore. And I'm going to Jenna.
That's right. You should take that advice. 877-500-5266. Again, that number to become a member. And don't forget to also take advantage of our $300 match this hour is 877-500-5266. Or if you're not a phone person, you can always go onto our website at kboo.fm and take advantage of that match that we have for this hour. You know, when people donate a match to KBOO, it's not a random thing. They say, I want to do this because I could just give you $300, but I want to incentivize other listeners who value the same kind of programming, who value the programmers who are bringing you the voices from the community to the air. They say, I want to make sure that other people know that this is a value that is worth their dollar. 877-500-5266. I thought that Marv gave a really compelling argument there for why you should support this community radio station. You know, when it came, let's be a little real here. Okay, the last time we had an election, remember 2016, I know many of you are trying to forget it, but the last time we had an election, KBOO actually had a bump in membership, and we call it the Trump bump. A lot of nonprofits got it because listeners realized, they said, oh, these are the discussions that are happening nowhere else. I value what radio brings because we know that the net can be shut down, net neutrality, all that stuff, all the discussions. But you know what we don't have discussions about? Radio neutrality. You know what we talk about? That radio is always going to be there for you. When you're out there at a protest, guess what? You can just tune on your radio and it's going to be there. When all those voices get silenced, radio is that last democratizing medium that is always out there. That's why we believe in it. That's why we know it's important as we're going into 2020. This is what we're talking about. 877-500-5266. Join those two callers who just got that phone ringing and are taking advantage of that $300 match. 877-500-5266. I know you value the passion that Mark brings every single month to talking about veterans issues. He doesn't talk about just issues for veterans. He's always constantly trying to bring in all the communities and saying, this is why you need to care. This is a global issue. This is a local issue. This is a veterans issue. This is a non-veterans issue. This is an issue that all of us can discuss, all of us can learn from, so that we can keep our democracy. And, well, let's face it, let's not let people like the Trumps and all the warmongers out there be the ones who are in charge of that conversation. You're the gatekeeper. Show who's in charge. 877-500-5266. Again, that number. Only 2 minutes to become a member. 877-500-5266. Remember, $300 match. If you call in the next hour, guess what? Your $10 a month only goes to being $10 a month. But if you call during this hour, during Veterans Voice, that $10 a month that you can come in at becomes 20. Holy moly! I mean, that doesn't happen when you give to your Netflix or your Hulus or all your other streaming things that, you know, give you limited content. That doesn't happen. It doesn't double. It doesn't give you double content. No. This is you matching your values to another listener who says, this show is important. Veterans' voice is indispensable to our community. We put the mic into people's hands. That's what this show is. And in turn, Marv puts the mics into other people's hands so we can deepen that discussion. This is the kind of programming that you value. Become a member. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Marv.
Yeah,
keep up
right
the good
here.
Programming. Tell us why we should keep listening.
I was looking in my bag. I have something I want to talk about, and I was looking in my bag. I'm so sorry, but you know, this station is important. I'm telling you, every show on this station is important because it's free voice. It's the free people's voice. So, you know, call our number. Call our number. 877-500-5266. And one of the things that really got me when I study the military. I study the military. I study what they're doing, where they're going, how many people they have, what they plan on doing, and it's really, really sad. It's really sad. One of the things that they want to do is they want to be the dominance around the world. That's what they want to be. They want to be the country that people come to. They want to be the military that protects everybody, that runs the seas, that controls the seas. They want that dominance. The U.S. government thinks they are the center of everything. They think that if they can control the seas, the air around the countries, that they can do it. And they do that by doing embargoes. They do it by embargoes. Everything. After the Vietnam War, they put an embargo on the Vietnamese people. And that embargo, the U.S. left Vietnam, finally, everything in 1975. That embargo stayed on those people of Vietnam until 1994. And those people worked hard. They had the ocean for their fish. They got some stuff from China. They got some help from Russia. But when we would go over there, the people were skinny. The people were really skinny because of that embargo. Everything was dark. There was no cars on the streets. It was all bicycles. You know, you couldn't really buy any good stuff. They did everything that they could do to get that going. They had Doi Moi, and they wanted to open the country up. They still had the embargo. Bill Clinton lifted the embargo. And when Bill Clinton did that, that country worked so hard, and they built it up so well. It was just, I mean, the educational system was good. The traffic got to be bad because cars came in. Food came in. People were doing better. They were having movies. They had plays. Companies came in and started building things. And the Vietnamese people were finally out of the bottom of the barrel. And that's what an embargo does. That's what an embargo will do to these people. And the U.S. first step they have is an embargo. It's embargo. We, as a people, you out there, I think every one of you that listens to KABU, that listens to this show, listens to every show that's on here, is important. You know, call in, and let's get going. Let's get our radio station enough money that we can keep going for another 50 years. You know, call 877-500-5266, and we can make the $500, and you can put your money and add $1, $2 to what you do. Become a new member. You know, let's get our radio station going. We need that, and we'll work as hard as I can to make it better. And you revolutionaries, you rebels, you patriots are really the backbone of this radio station. You really are. 80% of our money comes from you, and that's really good. KABU, people around the world listen to KABU. Around the world. I did two shows from Vietnam when I went to visit Vietnam. I did two shows from Vietnam. And that's only because of KABU. That is only because of KABU. And what made me into what I am today, the feelings I have, the belief system that I have, is because of war. It's because of Vietnam. What I saw in Vietnam, what I did in Vietnam. You know, I came back with so much guilt that it was hard to even do anything. I had to go to a psychiatrist. I was having so much trouble. I was drinking heavy. I was taking drugs. I was so guilty about what I did in Vietnam. And I went to this psychiatrist, and he diagnosed me as manic depressant, borderline schizophrenic, and gave us Thorazine. And that was the Thorazine shuffle. And that's because it just makes you numb and you can hardly do anything. But it turned out that we had PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That's what was wrong with us. And we got counseling. We finally got counseling. But the war made me into what I am. My brother found a slide of me when I was 18. I just turned 19. And I'm sitting on a bunker in Vietnam. And I don't have a shirt on. And the look on my face is just amazing. You know, my eyebrows are just, you know, because we just came out of the hills and we were standing down and we were getting resupplied because we were going to go back out. Please call. I don't hear the phones ringing and I want the phones to ring. 877-500-5266. And we're going back out to Pledge Central. Who is this?
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Marvin. Can you see my hand
now
waving through the three windows?
Yeah, I can now.
Welcome to KBOO. If you have been listening, you have been listening to Marvin with Veterans Voice. It's one of my personally favorite shows to listen to. If you want to support this kind of radio, real grassroots radio, and telling the truth to power, please call 877-500-5266. It's so important that we have your support to keep KBOO on the air. And I've been really excited to listen to Marvin talking about, you know, he doesn't just talk about his personal experience in Vietnam, which actually for many people under 40 is something they've never heard about. And so is very, very important to be on the air right now. But in addition, he talks about all of the wars and what's going on with veterans today and the wars that have happened now. And he brings those experts, current, you know, veterans from Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, not Iran, please never from Iran, veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan and recent wars on the air to tell you about what they've experienced. And when it broke about how much rape there's been of women in the corps, in the different military, he brings you that and he brings you women to talk about it. It's really a tremendous resource. And to support it, you just need to call right now. And believe it or not, your dollars are doubled. I always love to take advantage of them. Matching. It's so exciting because I can maybe only give, you know, like $5 a month, and that turns into $10 a month. That makes it very exciting to get to really support KBOO that way. So it's easy to do. You call 877-500-5266. We want to have the phones lit up for this. I want to say how excited we are about the rest of our lineup today. You know, we're going to be coming live from the climate strike downtown, and you're going to hear the activists down there, the young activists, and it made me really realize, you know, we've got Marvin here, you know, I hate to say it, Marvin, we're around the same age, one of the older activists, and then we're going to have some of the very youngest activists all on the radio. That's what we mean when we say mic to the people. Please take a moment right now. I know you can do it. Pull out your wallet. You know, for every amount you can give, we have a wonderful piece of clothing to give you. There's a great display at KBOO.FM if you want to go to there at donate, where you can see them all. But we have wonderful stocking caps with KBOO logos, hoodies, t-shirts, all of that as thank you gifts, depending on how much you choose to give. And we really want you to give what you can, but I'll suggest right this moment, $12 a month. That's a great amount to start out at. The number to call right now is 877-500-5266. If you find our phone lines busy, just say, oh, thank goodness, and call right back. And also you can do it online at any time, kboo.fm.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
That's the Youngbloods, Get Together, which we have to do. We have to get together. You know, we need to make coalitions. We need to be very peaceful about the things we do to change things. And we can do it, you know. I sound really angry and very mean, but I'm really a pretty mellow guy. If you ever saw me, I don't look like what I sound like. I'm pretty mellow and pretty easy to deal with. This is about the Vietnam War, and this is the things that they wanted to do. And one was to contain communism, change that to contain Muslims or whatever, spread democracy, or at least hold it in place where it's already existed. Demonstrate resolve to various foreign audiences. Vindicate national honor. And this one here is the one that makes me so angry, you guys. Protect the personal reputation and credibility of the president. That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. Just what I said. And that's what they're trying to do now. to all these places that they're going to, that they have troops. Iran has done nothing to us. Nothing to us. But right now I'm going to talk about, I talk to a lot of people. Almost every day I'm talking to people about what happened to them in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan. People who were fighter pilots, helicopter pilots, grunts on the ground, women, you know, and they all tell me that they're so different. They said, my family tells me I'm so different. And that's a very sad thing. Most of the women, the veterans that I talk to, all talk about sexual harassment and rape in the military. You know, they trust me enough that they'll talk about it. And that's all. That's what they want to do. They want to talk about what happened to them. The grunts on the ground want to talk about what they saw, what they did. That's what they want to talk about. The pilots worried that they dropped bombs and killed civilians, which they did. Helicopter pilots, the same thing. You know, they have this guilt in them. A lot of those people who were going to be career military got out. They got out of the military because of what happened to them. And they think like we do. They think like you do. You know, they think what happened to them, they don't ever want that to happen to somebody else. Just like I don't want that to happen to anybody else. You know, I want your children to be safe. I want your grandchildren to be safe. I want our country to be safe. That's what I want. And we can do it. We can do it as a community. We have to get together. We have to protect each other. You know? I tell you, when after I talk to these people, I go home and I get in my bed and I pull the covers over my head. You know? I really do. And when I talk to these women about what happened to them, it's the same thing. You know? I'm glad they talk to me, that they trust me enough to talk to me. But their lives have been devastated. Just devastated. Some of these women have bad drinking habits. Some take drugs. You know, a bunch of them got divorced. Some of them tried to go to school and couldn't do it. Some of them went to school and did it. It just all depends on what happened to you. And we don't want that to happen to anymore. That's why we got to stick together. We have to be a community that doesn't want that to happen to anybody else. 90% of all casualties in a war are civilians. Look what we're doing to Yemen. My gosh, those people are starving to death. They're being killed every day with bombs from the United States. And if you don't think there's troops in there, American troops on the ground in there, you got to think twice. They're in there. They're in Yemen. They are in Yemen. We got to try hard as we can to take this country back. You know, bring it back to where we all feel safe. Not to be in such a turmoil that this guy, Trump, has us in. Every day there's something he does. You know, he has everybody. People around the world are not trusting this country anymore. They don't trust this country. Like Tammy said, she was in Sweden in that area, and she says, those people feel sorry for us. You know, we used to be a great country. A great country. I'm going to say the phone number. I'd really want you to call and support this radio station so I can come back on and talk more. It's 877-500-5266. And I'm going to send it out to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Marvin. Did I break your ears with that bell?
Just about.
Forgive me, audience, but I'm excited because I have some people I want to thank. First, I want to thank Tony from Northeast Portland, a renewing member. He called 877-500-5266 to become a member. And then there's Paul, who upped his monthly contribution so that he could support Veterans Voice today. He especially wanted us to say on air, he called in because he likes Veterans Voice, which I do as well. And so thank you, Tony and Paul. There are other people who have been calling. Please get the phones ringing. You'll hear them behind me. It's 877-500-5266. I don't believe there's another show in Oregon that's, specifically for veterans and specifically anti-war. I don't know of anyone like that. Where are you going to find that? And yet, war is destroying our world every day. You know, I have a sign to take down to the climate strike. It says, stop the war, save the planet.
Yeah.
And that's not a joke either. We put out so much pollution, building, making, having bombs, and then deploying them all over the world. And we irradiate whole countries and whole areas of Kosovo and other parts of that part of the world to have birth defects at much higher levels because of our bombing during those wars. So, you know, think about that and think, boy, I should support the radio station that has an anti-war veteran's voice on it. It's 877-500-5266. You know, in these days when it's so popular to raise the flag and say thank you, I can't see anything on regular media that isn't just, you know, like over the top with that. Yes, we want to support the individuals, but that doesn't mean what they were sent for was in our service. I don't personally feel like it's in my service, and I want money for my schools and for people who are disabled and for people who are elderly and to be able to stop global climate change, to get off carbon. All of those things is where I want my money to go, and I think you as our KBOO audience want that too, so please show your support for Veterans Voice. I almost forgot to say, your dollars are doubled right now. That's right. Every dollar you give is $2 for KBOO. So say you call in at $10 a month. You think, well, you know, that'll come out automatically, same time of the month. I can handle that, $10 a month, to keep this radio station coming out to the people and bringing the microphone to the people. I can do that. So call us at 877-500-5266. And Marvin, you love KBOO. Go ahead and...
Oh, yeah, I have so much respect for everybody here, and you know, I'm mad, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to be in that march today. Every time the fascist Nazis come to town, I'm down there with a lot of other veterans. We all come down. I want to tell you that we'll be back on October 18th at 9 a.m., and Tammy, there it is.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I've killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn.
You're listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland. Coming right up, it's Film at 11. And then at 11, it's Pacific Underground, all coming at you on your community radio station, KBOO. Call and support us. It's time to do that.
From the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Coffee and Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving local coffee and baked goods every day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lunch was provided by Crush Bar, located at 1400 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. Crush is an all-inclusive event space, bar, and restaurant, open till midnight or later daily. Dinner was provided by De Nicola's, located in the Creston-Kenilworth neighborhood at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. De Nicola's Authentic Italian Restaurant has been a family-run Portland institution for over 40 years, serving Italian cuisine and pizza. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.